Did somebody do this on purpose? When they could do something else? Drowning out the morning birds with the same three songs over and over. I wish I wrote it, but I didn't, so I learned the words. Hum along till the feeling's gone forever. Took a tour to see the stars, but they weren't out tonight. So I wished hard on a Chinese satellite. I want to believe. Instead I look at the sky and I feel nothing. You know
Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
Kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother, and she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "All fine, Mom, how's Washington?" Party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself. I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!
Yeah. same old feelings. Another reason to be tired of thinking the summer's what you make it. And I'll believe what I want to believe.
She seemed really depressed.
Had a knack for beating himself up.
She wishes that she was never born.
And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over.
And so I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
What are you gonna do? Let them destroy themselves? I mean, I don't see much of a choice at all.
It's definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're gonna lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at 888-333-AFSP or online at afsp.org.
It's getting hot out here. It's not like I remember the last week of December. I'm dressed for spring. I shouldn't be surprised. The years that we desensitized. No time for feeling horrified. 'Cause I'm dressed for spring. Junebugs in April. This weather is new. No water, no flowers, and no sign of you. Saying all the evidence is it's all over now. But bears are too remote to me, too hard for my mind's eye to see. I know how upset I should be, but I'm dressed for spring. June bugs and
taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour. Leave the meter running. It's rush hour, so take the streets if you wanna. Just outrun the demons, could you? He said, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. Boy, boy, you need prayer. Guess it couldn't hurt me.
to my knees. It's a bad religion. Ooh, this unrequited love, to me it's nothing but a one-man cult. In cyanide and much styrofoam cup, I can never make a driver. I swear I've got three lives balanced on my head like stick knives. I can't tell you the truth about my disguise. I can't trust no one. And you say, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. But boy, you need prayer. I guess they couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. To me is nothing but a one-man cult. In cyanide in my styrofoam cup, I can never make them love me. Never make them love me. No, no. It's a bad religion to be in love with someone who can never love you. Oh, 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 only bad religion could have me feeling the way I do.
pretty girl sitting on a sidewalk step. Radio play songs she'd rather make herself. Wishing she was just a little freer. Who was it that taught you not to hear her? She said, I'm just a three-leaf clover, almost lucky enough. Just an arm's length from something I could almost touch. Look around, everyone seems bold.
This is Eric from the band Stepania, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford. We'll be right back.
show you the ropes. Got a bus and a trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kids, show you the ropes. About 15 cases for my house, my house. All the furniture is in the garage. Well, that punk is playing in my house, my house. You got to set them up, kid, set them up.
Say anything. If you hadn't come over, I would be so much colder. I would be much less confused. Then the water came and washed it all away. It left me with nothing to say. Could not believe my eyes, I could not recognize your face in the rubble. Without you, I am surely the last of our kind. Without you, I am surely the last of my kind. Watched it.